Wok Wars, Britain's Royal Navy tells sailors to introduce themselves with gender pronouns. By Kurt Zindelka on September 30, 2023. Britain's Royal Navy has reportedly told its sailors that they should introduce themselves with gender pronouns before meetings in order to be more inclusive. A trans and non-binary awareness guide, seen by the Telegraph newspaper, reportedly published on the Royal Navy's internal intranet, has told staff, introducing yourself with your pronouns at the start of meetings and interactions is a good way to be inclusive. It goes on to state, some people do not associate with gender binary and may use different pronouns like they/them/hers or neo pronouns like ze/her/hers. You should use the pronoun that a person shares with you. The Navy's guide on gender also featured a trans umbrella to illustrate the different forms of gender expression, including pangender, gender neutral, and two-spirit, a phrase that has been used to describe the gender of some Native Americans. Former First Sea Lord of the British Royal Navy, Admiral Lord West, said of the guidance, "I'm surprised that the Navy wishes to try and divide ships' companies by focusing on people's gender rather than seeing them as all of one company. This initiative seems to me confusing and doesn't help the cohesion and fighting ability of the Navy I love." In addition to promulgating transgenderism, the Royal Navy told officers that sailors should be educated about the leftist ideological concepts of white privilege and intersectionality, stating that different societal aspects, race, class, gender, etc., of a person's identity combine to create a unique experience of disadvantage or discrimination. Navy personnel were also told that if you are white, whatever situation you're in, it is almost always the case that the outcome has not been affected by your skin color. However, despite such claims, the British Armed Forces have indeed discriminated against native white British people, with the Royal Air Force, RAF, previously admitting to having rejected useless white male pilots in an attempt to increase diversity in its ranks. While the RAF has apologized for such discrimination, there have yet to be any repercussions against the top brass that implemented racially and sexually biased practices. The continued leftist ideological push within the military comes amid increasing concerns over the readiness of Britain's armed forces should the war in Ukraine spread into a broader conflict between the West and Russia. Commenting on the trans guidance, Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox said, "This will surely put the fear of God into Britain's enemies. I wonder if there will be a large number of frigates and destroyers who no longer wish to go by she/her pronouns. How many non-binary aircraft carriers are there in the Navy?" Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.